what I'm trying to do with the book, George, and by doing shows like this is I'm trying to, and I think all of us are, trying to capture the attention of the mainstream media.
Sure.
And I know that with your work all these years in what you do, you know, I'm grateful to a show like this, and thank you for doing it because you're allowing people like myself to be able to come on and talk about our work, which is very serious and we take very seriously. And see, the reason I say I don't, I've not questioned my, say, my CIRO members or my other clients that have come in that are not joined CIRO yet, but because many of them have been referred to me by psychiatrists and psychologists, so they've been through years of traditional therapy and medication, and they were still exhibiting the PTSD symptoms until I took them through hypnotic regression and went to the cause of the problem, and you know it was the because they were taken and these things were happening to them, and not just, you know, this runs in family, so it's not just the individual, it's an entire family.
How many of them say that they were taken during their sleep stage as opposed to daytime, for example, when they're just walking around or something?
Oh, you know, gosh, I'm not really great with percentages, but I think the majority are awake and driving and functioning. And they see a craft. I mean, these missing time cases are so, there's so many that I have in my case. So when Bud came out with his book, Missing Time,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just, you know, just the tip of the iceberg of what goes on.
Yeah, but I would have thought, though, that most of these things would have happened during the wee hours when people are asleep.
Well, of course, a lot of it does. I would say, you know, probably, you know, more than half, they'll be awake and driving and functioning. But yes, it does happen. We call it, you know, in some of these cases, we call it the witching hour at 3 o'clock, 3:15, 3:30 in the morning for some reason.
Right.
But, you know, it just, you know, I just, I like to present the cases that where people are awake and functioning and with other people driving, because here we are again with the debunker saying that they're all having sleep paralysis and just dreams, you know. And if that were the case, people would not be coming back with, you know, very strange body marks that appear overnight and leaves and dirt in their sheets. You know, that's evidence. I mean, that's the evidence we have right now. You know, I wish I could bring on an alien on your show.
I'd love you to.
You know, but, or you know, an ashtray from one of the craft. But right now we have, as I present in my lecture series, you know, very strange body marks, the triangular shape marks that come up. You know, when I talk to doctors that I know and say, you know, how does somebody bruise like this? You know, in a geometric shape. And, you know, they have no answer for it. And like I said, with people that have leaves and dirt in their bed, I mean, you know, how does that happen if someone's just dreaming?
So you believe this is happening to people, and you believe whatever it is, it is definitely not of this world. Is that pretty fair to guess here?
That's pretty fair, George. Yes, I believe that this is a physical event. It's a real phenomenon. It's not in someone's mind. But, you know, those of us who are working, you know, eyeball deep in this, you know, we're very, very careful, of course, when we interview someone. We want to make sure that they, you know, perhaps have taken some of the many psychological tests, and we want to be sure that the person isn't making something up, you know, doesn't want the attention. But I'll tell you.
But that does happen.
It does happen, and but we weed them out. I mean, it's almost like being, it's so hard to explain, George, but it's almost like being a detective. You just, after doing this for some period of time, you just have a feel for someone who, I can tell when someone calls me on the phone. And I've had several emails already since I was announced to be on your show from people that, you know, feel that they've had some type of experience. And from the emails that I've received, I feel that these people are very sincere.
Well, Yvonne, does it bother you, the fact that you believe that whatever is going on is not really a good thing? Does that bother you? Does it scare you? Does it concern you?
You know, it of course it concerns me, because I know that they know what I'm doing. So, you know, because they follow these abductees around, you know, and if they are implanted, if they are in fact implanted, then, you know, they can track them. But, you know, I just feel that I can't just walk away from this. I mean, I had to take a very short hiatus because of some personal things that were happening in my life. And I felt that I couldn't give Ciro and my clients my 100%. And, you know, if you're meant to be in this field, it won't let you go very far and for very long. And it just, you just come right back. And because there's so many people that need help, and the traditional therapists don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I mean, they just, when they talk to me, and some of them tell me that, you know, gee, this could be happening, but, you know, don't mention my name. It's really unfortunate, because if, say it's not happening, George, say abductions is not happening, and it's all in these people's minds.
Right.
We still have a problem.
Oh, you know? Yeah, a huge problem.
We still have, and to me, that's a bigger problem. So, you know, so yes, it, you know, it frightens me at times, but when I get calls and letters from my Ciro members, especially when I came back into the field, saying, you know, they really appreciated, you know, having the group and having the support, you know, and when I see growth in my clients, and when I see them functioning, because when they came to me, they couldn't function, they couldn't work, they couldn't sleep. That's what keeps me going, George.